I'm John Betts with my good colleague David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. .com. And I'm told for many, many happy times, Andrew and David have talked into the night about the investment community and space. Low Earth orbit, that's where the satellites are. There are some in geosynchronous orbit. And the moon, which is coming up right now as a dream. Then there's Mars, and that's for those who want to be highly entertained. Mr. Musk's dream to die on Mars. He knows how to market. So we turn to Andrew Chanin. He is the guide for us for investing in publicly traded companies now. UFO, for example, is on his website as a ETF that has a number of different companies that deal with low Earth orbit and beyond and servicing the space industry or providing infrastructure for spaceports that are popping up like, oh, I don't know, rabbits around the world. But I'm most interested in what Andrew wants to build, what is necessary, what will bring the whole global competition together. Andrew, this is the equivalent of giving you an unlimited budget in your own lab. What do you want to see built? What will accelerate the investment class into space, even though they have never attended a rocket launch?
So an unlimited budget would be pretty nice. I'm sure a lot of companies out there would sign up for that opportunity. There are certain things that are, very close-term, near-term goals. You look at what the U.S. government's doing with Artemis and wanting to make a return to the moon. And that's a huge project. It's not just, simple as signing up one company saying, hey, do everything for us. Typically, you need a lot of different areas of expertise, companies, technologies, manpower, and beyond in order to make these successful. That said, building out a permanent base on the moon does seem like a really interesting goal, not just for scientific purposes, but also for potentially military strategy. Space has been viewed as the new high ground, the new strategic high ground for military conflict. And unfortunately, it's very important. And so being able to have national security aspects determined, how we utilize space, what our space policy is, how we interact with other governments as well and their space ambitions, being able to have different control centers and things like that up in space, as well as here on Earth, keeping us safe and utilizing the various assets that space can provide, like elevation and being far away from Earth can actually be a significant benefit. So I think, in the near term, the significant investment on for the moon, as well as for the next generation of commercial space stations, as we're seeing the current space station ending or nearing its final years in operation, potentially. Commercial space stations are something that are going to be extremely important for many different reasons now and into the future.
David, you have a question for Andrew. We have a couple of minutes.
With an unlimited budget that can be shared by the government as well as the private sector, what happens to cislunar space to be able to support the traffic that we hope materializes between Earth and the moon? Anything needed there where that unlimited budget could help out?
So the unlimited budget question is really tough because, I would tackle all these issues, problems, and opportunities. The speed of which you're able to actually develop these capabilities is going to be the big kind of question mark. So, one of these topics is, constellations. So, when we're putting up satellite constellations, we're not talking about 10, 20, 30. In some of these cases, we're talking about tens of thousands of satellites being utilized for various constellations. And when we first launched UFO back in 2019, there were roughly 2,000 spacecraft in low Earth orbit currently being actually used. We're talking about multiple times that amount of spacecraft being sent into low Earth orbit. And so being able to track, detect potential debris fields, other potential collisions before they happen, being able to move your satellite out of harm's way. These are things that become very important. These are also technologies that would be important from a government and defense purpose, as well as for the commercial side. So being able to have better actionable data in real time of potential threats to these spacecraft that we're putting into low Earth orbit can be really important. But the more things that we have in space, the more area for potential disaster and these collisions and the horrible idea of there being a debris field so big that it makes space very dangerous to even more dangerous to operate in. So being able to constantly get to the moon for resupplying, for safety, for help, for being able to shuttle astronauts back and forth. The more things that we have in space, there's more obstacles as well. So I think being able to build out kind of the infrastructure that we would need to be able to make sure that we can have safer, consistent travel back and forth to the moon would be extremely important. So part of that's also satellites for communication, for detection, for tracking. Those are things that are important for defense purposes here on Earth, like missile tracking and locating as well, to be able to take out missiles from enemies. So some of these technologies wouldn't necessarily just need to be singular in purpose. In many cases, we might be able to utilize these for many other possibilities, and some of those might have the opportunity for profitability as well.
Final 30 seconds, Andrew. I like the hotels in low Earth orbit. Is there an opportunity already to invest in those companies? Or are they all still private? 30 seconds.
From what I've seen, they're all still private, but I'm sure they'd probably be looking for cash right now.
In other words, hotel, you see this as a sales device. We can put people into a hotel for X number of dollars, and going forward, that'll be popular in the 22nd century. Do you agree?
I do it. Actually, I would be really interested in some type of experience like that, as opposed to just the launches where you go up and come back down in a couple minutes. Just being able to be in space for a longer period of time, I think, would be really appealing to many.
Right. Live the life of 2001. David Livingston, Dr. Space, Andrew Chanin on investing opportunities in outer space.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.